I have an incredible guest on the podcast today, somebody that I met online, but actually became friends in real life with because, not joking, you guys, we live in a small town in Minnesota, and I can't believe we live so close to each other. I'll tell you more on that story, but Bree Kane is on the podcast today, and we are talking about the different ways to make an income online. And we both have similar but different experiences in network marketing, creating courses and digital products, having service-based businesses. And we talk about Bree's signature program, Mom to VA. I've had friends go through this program, and it's truly a stepping stone to making an income online while you're working from home or while the kids are napping. Like, I am just so amazed at the program and the community that Bree has in Mom to VA. So I will leave the details for that below, but funny story. So I started following Bree on Instagram, and we followed each other because of a mutual follower and friend of mine, Andrea Crowder, who's absolutely amazing. She's all about building community online. And I kept seeing Bree popping up. And when I clicked on Bree's profile, I noticed we had a lot of local friends in common. And I mean local friends that aren't like social media content creators or coaches or online business owners. They were just regular people from my hometown. And I sent Bree a DM. I slid into her DMs and I asked, "Do you live in this teeny tiny town?" And she was like, "I do. Do you?" And the rest is history. We met for coffee, and even though we met each other about 6 months ago, 9 months ago, maybe at the time of this uploading, it feels like we have been such close friends because at the time Bree was searching for her property in 2022, or was it 2020? I can't remember what year, but I was yearning for a local friend that understood online entrepreneurship, had a flexible schedule like I did, you know, really working in business pockets around being mom and wife and all of the other things. And here's Bree, like here she is. And now we meet up for bougie dinners and we text, and I produce her podcast, the Booked Out with Bree podcast, which I'll definitely link for you guys to follow as well. But just a really cool conversation. Bree is absolutely inspiring, energetic, magnetic, and I know you guys are going to love her. Welcome to Living in Sync. This is a wellness and lifestyle podcast for ladies in their 30s. We've got a lot going on, and on this show, we're going to talk about it all. I'm your host, Joelle. If you're into health, wellness, fitness, beauty, fashion, business, career, time management hacks, organization, girl chats, goal setting, mom things, and everything in between, I hope this show supports you in whatever you need today. Let's dig into today's episode. Bree, welcome to the Living in Sync podcast. I have already pre-introduced you, told them about our juicy how we met love story. So they already know that about you. Welcome to the podcast. I'm excited you're here.
Oh my gosh. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
So our conversation today is going to be about making money online and entrepreneurship. And these ladies are seeing the reels and the stories and, you know, maybe friends of a friend, ladies on social sharing how they're making money online. And so we're going to come to this conversation with some real talk with my friends, because Bree's my friend, you guys listening are my friends. And what do you think ladies need to be looking at? Maybe let's start with, what do you think they should be cautious of when looking for opportunities to make money online? What are the red flags?
Yeah, I speak from experience having direct sale, like years in the direct sales industry. And one of the reasons that I shifted over to my own business was because the company wasn't mine. The profits were going to someone else. And I see this even, and I say this like I never want to say there's one way, you know, this is the only way to do it. But just my experience now and having scaled my own business was even like the MRR trend, that was not scalable and it was not your own. And you would continue to have to sell these $500 courses month after month. Versus if you have your own offer, you can scale it and you set it up. So it, you know, the time leverage, you're not having to like one-off sell all these things. And so I think just being cautious of knowing where your goals are, because I do think there's a time and a place. I'm so grateful for the direct sales industry for giving me a taste of what it's like to put myself out there and to sell and to market. And even like the back end, like the numbers and metrics and all of that, I learned a lot about business doing that, which really led to my success and just ability to run my own business. And so I think there is something on goals, you know, if you just want kind of a taste of that, what it's like without having to manage the margins and team and, you know, all of that. But if you're like, I want to do, you know, six figure years, I think that having your own business and setting up your own offers and your offer suite really is the way to go.
Yeah. And it's that like flashiness, because I remember when MRR, right? Yeah, MRR was going around and it was like flashy, flashy, flashy. But really, when you got to like looking at it from a mic under a microscope, if it seems kind of like bleh, it probably is. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. If someone says you're going to make 10K overnight, like I think it's the get rich quick promise. I'm like, business is not, never is it a get rich quick. Yes, it can happen really fast when you have the right strategy and the skills, you know, that you bring to the table. But if someone's promising you that you're going to get rich overnight, just steer clear.
Yeah. And to me, another ick that I think you could really speak to is having it seem like it's not fun for you. And I think you do this really well online with your business gets to be fun. And if you are seeing what somebody else is doing and you ask yourself, would that be fun for me? Whether somebody is determining starting their own company or offers or joining in a direct sales or something like that, or becoming, we'll be talking more about mom to VA as well, but seeing something like that and being like, oh, but I don't actually want to do this.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think for me, that's what's so fun about having my own business is because I get to flow where the energy is and just, I could create an offer today and sell it today and it would sell. And so I think it's, you know, if it's someone else's business, it's their strategy, their vision, like what they want to offer and drop. But when it's your own business, like it really is, the name of the game is creativity and fun and play and expression and embodiment. And that is what sells your offers.
And that's really what it makes it unique to you and your giftings, because what Brie does online is unique and special and specific to her versus like our journeys are so similar, but we're both different in our passions, but we both can cheer each other on. We both can celebrate successes and we both can see like that's you doing you and me doing me. And where I think a lot of ladies online, and even when somebody gets into an MLM, let's say my homegirl's listening and she's in MLM, but her mentor is telling her, do it like this, do it like that. What would you say with like your experience in both? What would you say to her?
Okay, first I'm laughing because I remember when I was in direct sales and it was like, anyone would say, why is my business not growing? All they would say is, well, you have to reach out to more people. Are you doing 30 to 50 reach outs a day? And I'm like, bleh.
Yeah.
That was the way they told you to grow the business. And now that was a couple of years ago. So I'm sure it's changed. I don't know if you can get away with that anymore.
Right.
But yeah, if, you know, if it's what I would say is to really, like you said, lean into what makes you you, the more that you can be you and weird and wild and crazy and really just that is your frequency. And, you know, the way to grow, yes, mastering the foundations, the systems, the strategy, like the masculine side of business is so important. But once you have that in place, like really it's all fun and play and expression. And I also don't think there's one right way or strategy box to put people in. You were saying like how we serve people, the offers are so different, and you know, our business models are different and all that, but it works for us because we follow what lights us up and how we work best.
And it's taking the basis and the principles and making it innovative. And I remember in my multi-level marketing experience, you know, we had our checklist and our daily to-dos, but there was an aspect and an element where we really took the community aspect of it, and even a sense and essence of, even though the company was portraying a certain message, we made it our own and different in kind of different seasons. So even though maybe your company is talking about how it has to be about weight loss, and for us it was like mood and energy, we're like, it's fine to have that transformation, but there's more than just the before and after. Maybe for clothing, because yours is experiences clothing and then skincare, right?
Exactly.
It's really making it more of a story and a relatable aspect and measurement. And it doesn't have to be just how somebody else is doing it because they're at the top of the company now. Because guess what? The next wave of person that's doing things differently online is going to be the next one that you guys start to see rise, whether that's in direct sales or doing their own thing.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting too, because I look back knowing what I know now about business, and I would have done direct sales totally differently. I would have built my own personal brand and had an offer suite around the product. So for example, I was in fashion and clothes, and I would have created a lead magnet to bring people into my world and my email list of, you know, 5 ways to style different body types, something like that. And would have really leveraged my own personal passion and expertise, not around the product and the company I worked for, but around, you know, fashion and style and aesthetics. And so it is interesting. It's, I think, like with that business model and a personal brand, someone could probably be very successful no matter what they did following that framework. But I also see, even if I were to have run my direct sales business that way, I still think I would have created my own scalable offers too. And I think that would have made a ton more money than in direct sales.
Solid advice. That is solid advice. And how many women have we seen even get the spark and the nugget of entrepreneurship because of direct sales, right? And
absolutely.
That's where I really think, and why I brought Brion here, is I have loved so much like the really tangible way you have with your program Mom to VA, where you're teaching women how to use their skills to bring in an income. And there are so many people that are portraying the, I'm going to teach you how to make money online, I'm going to teach you how to make money from home. And Bree's program, you guys, and I swear I'm going to let Bree talk, but I'm going to hype her up for a hot second. With Mom to VA, what's really happening is she's saying, okay, these are your skills, this is from your experience, and here is how you can get connected virtually and you can use those skills at home. So it's very clear that in the Mom to VA community that you're gonna get connected, you're gonna be putting in work, and your work can be very profitable, your skills can be very profitable. And I even think not everybody has to start in direct sales, MLM, to get the nudge of like entrepreneurship bug. I even think for so many of you ladies that are like, okay, I don't have a social media following, but I have these skills, what can I start to do? And if you guys listen to Bree's podcast, Booked Out with Bree, which I am the podcast producer of, so definitely go check out that show. It's absolutely amazing. I love producing the show because I learn so much, I get so much encouragement from it. But this opportunity is actually teaching you step by step what you can do, and then also how to build a foundational business, because nobody other than Bree is like teaching that basis piece of, okay, yes, you're starting and you're becoming a virtual assistant, and then what avenue and direction do you take from there? And I really think it's gonna start, we're gonna have a big boom of online mom-to-be graduates like taking over the industry because they have learned so much great foundational pieces from you. Because I've had friends go through the course, I've seen how you operate and run your community. So it's the most legit. Like, ladies, if you have a corporate job, but you're wanting to make a little extra money on the side, or if you eventually want to replace your income and be fully remote working from home with people that you want to work with, I cannot suggest Mom to VA enough. So I'm going to let Bree share more of how she went from direct sales to online entrepreneurship. But did you ever think, Bree, that you were going to be the entrepreneurship girly?
No, I mean, if you had asked me 2 years ago, hey, Brie, you have consistent 50 to 100K cash months and you've done this thing and you've helped hundreds of women, I would have been jaw drop. What? No freaking way. But I think that's testament to just, wanting to have my own thing and committing. I've invested so much into my own skill set and learning from people who've done the thing, just all in, playing the long game. I know where I'm headed, massive goals and dreams, and then physically, tangibly taking the actions to be that person and to get there. But no, I would have had no idea that it would have unfolded like this in the most beautiful way.
Yeah, so where did it, let the listeners know, like, where did it start for you?
So I originally, after having my first baby, I went back to work and I made it 3 months. I cried every day. But I mean, I'm guessing like a lot of us who grew up in childhood, the internet and the opportunities were not what they are today. And so the narrative was very much you go to college, you get a job, you get the raises and promotions. And that was kind of like what defined your worth and success. But I'm sure like a lot of us, you have your first baby and everything changes and you're like, I don't even freaking care about the titles anymore. But that in itself too is like this whole identity existential crisis of who am I without a career? And that was why I went into the direct sales industry. I wanted, to support my family financially and purpose, connection, autonomy, but still being home with my babies. And I now have three young kids. But I was home for about 5.5 years, and I, like maybe 3 years in, was like, I'm just gonna go all in on direct sales and see what happens. I might be a little bit competitive. I'm like, I want to be the best.
And
Like,
she did that.
I hit like number one sales in the company or 1 month, and 1 month I was the number one sales, and the next month I was like number 10, I think, in sales. But yeah, it was just, I'm going to do things that are wildly uncomfortable because I know this is what like the leaders do. But here's the deal. Like even the number one sales spot in the company, the commissions were, it was $1,300 for the commissions to be number one in sales. And I was like, wow, that's like pretty much our family of five's like grocery bill for a month. And so it just, and my husband, wow, you're putting a lot of time and energy into that. What if you put that into your own business? And so that was what started. Like when he said that, I was like, dang, you're right. Wow, kind of can't unsee that. But I had no idea what I wanted to do. Absolutely none. And it eventually, about 6 months into that journey, and I had started investing into mentorship, just learning business things that I didn't know. Like I knew, never ran my own business. Like I need to, learn how it works. What do I offer? How do I sell, market, all of that stuff. But 6 months in, I earned $132 total. And I had invested thousands into mentorship. And it was like time to make a decision. And I was at the point where I was like, I got to figure something out like ASAP. Direct sales didn't feel in alignment anymore. And I was probably applying to 4 to 5 full-time roles a day. But like also the thought of giving up stay-at-home motherhood broke my heart simultaneously. And so there has to be a way. There has to be a way, like something, there has to be something. And it started this whole like breadcrumb detective search. And it actually started, there was this job description on Indeed. It did not mention the virtual assistant industry anywhere, but it was 15 hours a week, completely flexible for a life coach out of LA. And it was super, basic things like checking, like managing her email inbox, her calendar, some client support, like stuff. Anyone, like any mom who has worked, even if they haven't been in an office in years, could do. It's, wow, like this would be the perfect job. And she ended up like just pulling it off of Indeed 2 days later. So it wasn't open, but I was like, how do I find more of these? Like, I want roles like that. So perfect. And eventually it led me to the virtual assistant industry, and it was full of opportunities like that. And as soon as I realized it was the VA industry, I just got to work. I was like, this is it. This is it. And kind of studied what VAs were doing. And I used my direct sales experience, just knowing how to put myself out there and kind of that confidence piece. And it also wasn't really, I was like, I can do this. Like, I've been a stay-at-home mom for 5 years, but I can do this. And in 3 days, I had booked a 2K a month client, which was more than I was making in direct sales at the top of the company. And I was like, whoa. In 30 days, I'd booked 4 clients, and my first full month, I hit 5K. It was like mind blown. Like, this is what I'd been looking for the last 5 years as a mom home with my kids. I got to use the skills I already had. It was completely flexible. I could run my kids, to ice cream dates in the middle of the day, tuck them in for naps, like, didn't have to give up a second with them. And I just started sharing like on social. I was like, you guys, I did a thing. I'm a virtual assistant now, and this is what it looks like. And this is so cool. This is everything I've ever dreamed of. And everyone's like, what are you doing? Tell me more. And I think I look back now, having had invested thousands to learn business before I came a VA, as soon as people were popping into my inbox wanting to know how, all the skills that I'd invested in that didn't seem like they were working or hadn't panned out, it all came together. Oh, I know how to put together a program. I know how to sell it. And I sold 8 spots into the founding cohort in a week. And it's just, I mean, grown. Like, in January, I think there was like 50 plus enrollments into the program, and like just bananas wild. It's grown so fast. But it, like you said, it's so tangible. Like, moms want to earn consistent, tangible income from home. They want to use the skills they already have. They want to have a flexible schedule for their kids. I'm like, this is, it's like chef's kiss for moms.
And now with mom to VA, ladies can come in and learn exactly the process. And now you've even polished and refined it. There's the community aspect, there's the job board element. And now what's really cool is you have that foundational support. And since Bree is always growing and always evolving and always learning, she's now even stepping into helping women scale. So 5K months, you guys are gonna get there. You're gonna see how it's happening. It's actually one of the guarantees on Mom to VA, right? And now you have this mentor who not only is at that level, but helping and has herself scaled beyond, and is now helping other students that are like, oh, I can do 5K months, now I can do this. And this is like the most legit. And I've seen it in some of my friends and the ones who have been diligent in your process of mom to VA, they've done it. Whether that's like their side income alongside of their corporate because hashtag inflation, right? Or they see that potential dream of being home and being on their own schedule. So we are gonna link all of Bree's offers down in the show notes, but make sure you are also following her on Instagram because it is so fun. It's so encouraging. There's lots of really awesome and amazing tips. So thank you, Bree, for being on today. Is there anything you want to leave the listener with before we go?
This was so fun. Thank you so much, Joelle. And yes, I think what I want you to know, if you are listening in right now, is that you have a six, even seven figure business already inside you. You don't need, like, you are the expert in your life experience. There's people 1 to 2 steps or 1 to 2 years behind you that want to be where you're at, no matter where you are, even if you have big dreams and goals and aspirations. So I just want you to know, like, you literally already have the six and seven figure business inside you. And it might be just as simple as getting clarity on how to structure that offer, like strategies to scale it. But I just want you to know you're already wildly resourced. You're already an expert in your experience, and there's people who want to be where you're at. So I just think entrepreneurship is the most beautiful way to help people and also have an epic dream and dream life and business that just lights you up from the inside out.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. Love it. Thanks for hopping on, and we will talk to you guys next time. Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you loved what you heard or you want to share your favorite episode topics, please leave a rating and review. This helps the podcast growth and gives people an idea of what the podcast is all about. Something new and exciting that I wanted to share with you before we go is that we now have a Patreon page. This has replaced the Feminine Edge Collective community in a cohesive place that is easier for me to manage and cheaper for you. If you are interested in our monthly classes, exclusive day in the life vlogs, Bible studies, community Q&A, and more, go to patreon.com/livinginsync and join for just $5 a month. Check out the show notes for any links or details of things referenced in today's episode, and I look forward to chatting with you in the next one.